When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on wakeupcalldt.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app, which you can get from the Google Play Store, as well as for all Apple products. And we're on iTunes, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora podcast. Name of the show is the name of the podcast. So many ways to listen in. Thank you however you're listening. I'm very happy to have on the show the second commit in Syracuse's 2016 incoming football class. First commit didn't take too long to say yes to Syracuse, that being Cam DeGeorge, offensive lineman. And after he said yes, shortly after, Sadiq Palmer, wide receiver out of New Jersey, makes that verbal commitment to Syracuse from Red Bank Regional in Little Silver, New Jersey. Very happy to have Sadiq on the show, fresh off of checking out his film and seeing some good things there. So we'll talk about that and so much more as Sadiq becomes the second person to say yes to Syracuse for 2016. Sadiq, how you doing today?
Great. How about you, Derek?
I'm doing very well, sir. And first and foremost, what made you say yes to Syracuse early on here? I mean, obviously you have some time. What made you say, you know what, I know I want to go to Syracuse?
I mean, the commitment they gave to me really was a part of the reason why I picked Syracuse. Also, the academic program that I was told about there really was another reason I picked Syracuse. And I felt as though, in my heart, that Bobby Acosta was a very sincere guy when I spoke to him, and I just liked it about him.
When you say the commitment they made to you helped you commit to Syracuse, what commitment did they make to you?
When everyone else was scared to come out and recruit me, they weren't. So, I mean, that tells a lot about their bravery.
And what do you think about what when you say people were scared to come out and recruit you? What was that fear of coming out to Red Bank to recruit you?
To me, maybe they thought I wasn't that good. Maybe they thought I wasn't that fast. Maybe it was people out there better than me. All these things. So, I mean, no one else put forth the effort to really recruit me, and they did.
And when Bobby Acosta came out and recruited you and came out and saw you, just what your initial feeling was when Bobby came out there, what can you say about how that first impression was with him?
I felt he was very compassionate about his players, which was a very big part of why I picked Syracuse. He not only cares about football, but also academically and about building a family.
When you look at the academic side of it, Sadiq, because you brought it up a few times, obviously, being a student athlete, some people forget the student part in student athlete, but it's just as important, and I think it's more important, because being a good student keeps you on the field, and being a good student keeps you in the game of life for a very long time, even when you're done playing football. What can you say about being a student and student athlete, and how much education really weighs in your life, how important education is for you?
Education is more important than football at this point, because if you don't have an education, you really can't have a nice job at the end of all this football stuff. So, I mean, education is very important.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard? Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissigLady.com, Lady.com, with the Bamboo Line Relax Fit Clothing, as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing, and don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com. Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
Do you know collegiately what you want to study when you get to Syracuse?
I'm undecided as of now.
Is there anything, as far as interests go, are there any things that, you know, you've grown up and said, yeah, I love football, but this would be kind of cool to do as well? I mean, do you have any of those jobs in the back of your mind that you think would interest you? I mean, do you have any kind of path that maybe you would like to go to?
Yes, well, I would like to major in physical therapy.
Okay.
Or if that, business or law enforcement, football wasn't to work for me.
So when we look at those, physical therapy, I want to start there. What do you like about physical therapy that interests you in potentially doing that someday?
It's still in the sports industry, so even if I wasn't to make it to the NFL or to go anywhere with football after college, I would still be in tune with sports, which I love, and learning the body of athletes is very interesting to me.
And then with business, what is it about business that attracts you to it?
Money. And also being able to persuade people into buying things and making decisions.
So you like that whole marketing side of it and getting people to kind of turn their vision, so to speak, you know, turn their eyes toward your product and something like that. I mean, I ask that because I own my own company, so it's something that interests me is getting people to believe in something. Is that something that, from what you said, is that what you like, to get someone to believe in what you have?
Yes.
And then on the law enforcement side of it, what would interest you in being a part of law enforcement, and what type of job in law enforcement would you want?
Just knowing the law, period, because that helps you along down the road. And I would like to be a lawyer or a police officer if I was to be in the law enforcement, more on the lawyer side.
So you look at all these different interests. Obviously, school is something, like I said, has to be important to every athlete, whether it is or not. From what I've heard about you, it's that not only are you a good football player, but you care a lot about your education and what you're doing right now at Red Bank. Is it safe to say that you really do get yourself in the books and do what you need to do? Because what I've heard is that education-wise, you're strong there as well.
Yes.
When you look at all of it, and you look at football, and you look at your education, you look at everything together, what do you like about Red Bank? I mean, when you look back on the decision to go to Red Bank, what do you like about it as a whole? I mean, education-wise and football-wise, do you really feel like you made the best decision?
Yes. The support system there is fantastic.
Coaching staff-wise, what you can say about some of your coaches, who do you really feel have helped you to become the player that you are today?
All of my coaches helped me in little ways, different ways, and they helped me grow up as a player, as a person, period.
Off the field, with family, friends, who do you consider to be your support system? Who are those people that are there for you no matter what, have been with you through the recruiting process, been with you in, you know, with school, with football, with life in general? Who would you say are your people, the people that are always there for you?
My family, my coaches, and some family friends.
Who in your family would you say you're closest to and you really take advice from?
Mom, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, dad, the whole family.
With mom and dad, you know, a lot of athletes that I speak with, unfortunately, don't have both. What's it like for you to have mom and dad in the house, and how much does that mean to you?
Well, I don't have both in the house.
Okay.
Both are in tune with my life, so...
So mom is home and dad's not.
Yes.
And how is that for you? I mean, do you have a close relationship with both?
Yes, very close.
So
it doesn't have any control over anything.
And what have you been able to take away from your mom? What does she mean to you, and how has she helped you?
That's my biggest motivation, because I see her working hard every day. So... that's my biggest motivation.
And then as far as dad, does he motivate you? Is there something that you take from him as well?
Yes, he motivates me to work harder, because he had a rough life also. So, I mean, this is something that my whole family never got to do. So, I mean, besides my brother, I'm the second one to go to college for my family.
So with you being the second one to go to college, Sadiq, how amazing is that? Is when you sit back and you think about it, yeah, you're playing football. Yeah, you know where you're going now. But how amazing is it for you to say, I'm not just going to college for me personally, but I get to represent my family as the second person to do it ever? How amazing and how important is that for you to carry that torch for your family?
That's big, because that not many of my family members got to do it, so this is special for them also.
With you being obviously not that far away from Syracuse, New York, living in New Jersey, is that something that weighed into your decision to go to Syracuse, knowing that your family is close enough that they could go to the games? I mean, is that something that you felt was a big part of your decision, or was that not really a big part of choosing Syracuse?
I wouldn't say that was a big part, but that is a main part, because my family is my support system, so them being able to come to every game or most of my games is going to be very important to me.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York, but unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Now, you said that obviously people were afraid to come out and see you, or maybe didn't think you were as talented. How have you used that in the recruiting process that Syracuse came out, but you didn't have an outpouring of having 15, 20, 30, 40? I mean, some people with offers, so many offers, they don't know what to do with them. How have you taken that and used it in a positive way to say, okay, you know what? I didn't have a ton of people come out here. I didn't have a ton of schools offering. How have you used that in a positive way?
It's just motivation for me to work harder and prove to those other teams that weren't out to get me, just prove them wrong. That's all.
If, after committing verbally to Syracuse, you were to start getting offers, people came out to see you, schools said, oh my gosh, you know, now we've watched his film, now we know what he can do, now we like Sadiq, and they want to come out, shake your hand, watch practice, this and that. Would you ever think about going somewhere else besides Syracuse if schools started recruiting you heavily right now?
I'm not sure, because I think the schools would only be coming out now just because Syracuse has given me the offer and I committed there. So to me, it would seem like they're just hopping on the bandwagon.
So how committed are you to Syracuse? I mean, it's a verbal commitment. It's not on paper. But to some people, their word is their bond. Floyd Little, who obviously played at Syracuse, his one statement that he made to me, and I've never forgotten this. He's made a lot of statements that I've never forgotten, but one of the statements he made, and after playing high school, college, NFL, everything that he's done, he said, your word is the most valuable thing that you have, and if you don't have your word, you have nothing. So he sees it in that respect. How do you see your word? Is it your bond? Is it as good as writing it on paper? How committed are you to Syracuse when you say verbally, I'll go there?
Well, I couldn't say it any better than he said it. So, I mean, that tells it all.
When you think about Syracuse, I know you talked about Bobby Acosta, but what else do you think of when you think of Syracuse, Sadiq? What is it about them? Because I know that they were willing to come out and see you, that they didn't sleep on you like you had said some other schools did. But what is it about Syracuse beyond that that made you say, I want to play here?
Their facilities are beautiful. That's another big part.
And with the facilities, with the Ensley Center obviously being the new indoor practice facility, just talk to me about what it was like for you to be in there, what was going through your mind when you went into that practice facility.
It was beautiful. It was big. It's nice because it's inside, so everything else is, there's no distractions around when you're in there.
What did you think about being on campus for the spring game? What was that like for you?
It was very nice.
And what did you take away from the spring game, sitting there in the dome? Well, let's start there. Going in the dome, sitting down, looking around, seeing the field, being inside of the dome. What was going through your mind about the dome itself and being there?
Well, the dome was very nice, but as I watched the team play, I just looked and said, I could see myself playing on this field and out there bringing back this program to where they need to be.
Is that something that you want to do? Is that something that really weighs in on your decision that Syracuse is trying to get back to a place of prominence and being a part of that? Because some people want to be a part of a winning program that's been winning recently and going and playing, and well, now the college football playoff or has won BCS championships recently. Are you more along the side of you like rebuilding, you like being part of history and changing things back? I mean, how do you kind of look at Syracuse Is that something that really attracted you to them, saying, I can be part of the change?
Yes, because where I am now, that's what we are stuck on now, bringing back the program. So I'm all for bringing back a program. That's very special to me. Being part of history, making history.
How do you feel like it's gone at Red Bank? Do you feel like you've gotten to turn it in the right direction?
Yes, we are turning it into the right direction.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, DreissIg Lady.com, with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You got to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And you have another season to go, Sadiq, at Red Bank. What's going through your mind for this final season? What are what are the obviously people want to have more wins than losses. I mean, that's a known. But if you could bullet point some things to say, when I leave Red Bank, I want to leave them with this. What are those things you want to leave them with?
Oh, a championship. Nothing less.
And leadership-wise, who are you on the field, and who are you in the locker room? Are you a vocal leader? Are you a quiet, go-watch-me-play leader? What type of leader are you?
I am a vocal leader and a player that wants people to watch and learn from example.
So I want to look at you at wide receiver. I watched your film. There's a lot of things that you can do that are a necessity to any team and are something that I haven't seen at Syracuse in a while. Some of the moves that you make, decisions that you make. What can you attribute to your talent? Is it just it was natural and you've always had great vision and footwork and whatnot? Or do you think that you're someone that got some guidance from a coach or a teammate or somebody else? What would you say is the reason why you are the player you are right now?
Some of my talent was natural, but mostly I've been working hard with my coaches and others to help me become the player I am today. And I'll want to go further with working harder so I can become even a better player in the future for Syracuse.
What do you want out of yourself? What can you do better right now?
Everything. I can do everything to get better. It's never good enough.
If you had to pick back and say, or here, here, and here, I mean, do you have a few places that you really think are important at this point for you to get better at, maybe some areas that you think you might have struggled in the past?
I can't pinpoint any things. I think I just need to better my game as a whole.
So let's look at your speed. That's something that you obviously have. You catch the short route, you take off. You go for the deep ball, you take off. A lot of times, nobody's catching you. What can you say about your speed and the talent that you've gone up against, because that's important. You know, you're going up against guys that aren't that fast or aren't that talented, then you don't have really much anything to worry about. What can you say about your speed and the talent that you've faced with your speed?
With my speed, I want to improve it more. And the speed of my competitors it isn't slow. I wouldn't say it's slow. I mean, they're just as good, but I work hard.
And one of the things I think is very important is that, yeah, your speed is there, from what I see, but your vision has to be there first. What is it about you in that moment? Because I think it's something that goes understated. I think it's something that doesn't get talked about at all sometimes, Sadiq, is decision-making in a split second, actually in a split second, where you catch that ball, you got somebody right in front of you, and you got to figure out, where am I going? How am I getting there? What am I going to do after that? And you have to be able to see the whole field. I want to talk about your vision, because you have good vision. That is something that is easy to see. What can you say about how quickly you make decisions and what you see on the field? Because a lot of people critique football players, but not a lot of people are football players on the field having to see things so fast. So talk to me about your vision and what you can say about your decision making through your eyes and what you see.
I mean, it's all about your move making, so it's about the other player not knowing which way you're going to go. So it's about thinking one way and going the other so you can get away from the player. And it's also, you have to know where are his teammates so you don't run into his teammates. I mean, that's all I have to say about like decision making. It's about where his teammates are and making him go the wrong way.
How quickly are you making that decision? Are you standing on the line, looking around the field and saying, okay, this guy's here, this guy's there. I got, you know, this guy got me two plays ago. So how quickly are you making that decision? Quarterback calls hike, he drops back. You come across the middle for a short reception. And then when you turn, do you already know where everybody is? Because it's, you know, I think vision goes understated, like I said, but, you know, everybody's like, yeah, you know, you got to make quick decisions. But it seems like as soon as you catch that ball and turn, you've already taken a picture of the field. Is that safe to say that you almost take a snapshot of the field and you know where everybody is, so as soon as you turn, you know where to take off?
I want to say yes, but then again, you can't say yes to that because everyone is moving around. So, I mean, it's just about knowing where they are as the play is going on. So as fast as the play is moving, that's as fast as the move has to be made. So it's the move is made in the blink of an eye.
And you said to me off the air that you started in eighth grade making moves like this. What started it all for you? I mean, obviously you want to stay up as a player. You don't want to get tackled. That's a given. But these moves that you have, they're special. So how did you kind of groom them from eighth grade on? What did you do in eighth grade? You know, was it, you know, you're on the field just, you know, messing around with family and faking people out? Are you working on it, you know, when you're at home kind of like goofing around and whatnot? I mean, was this something that became a part of your life since eighth grade where you were constantly just trying to figure out how to shake people off? I mean, kind of bring me into how you became really good at this.
Well, actually, in eighth grade, it was different. I was reversing the field back and forth, like mostly like Reggie Bush did. That's why I got the inspiration to do that, because I liked USC because of Reggie Bush when he played there. And the way he did that and to score a touchdown, I loved it. So that made me like USC because of him. And from there on, as I did that and the outcome was scoring, I love scoring. So, I mean, that fascinated me.
You feel like you've seen every place in Central New York. But unless you've been to Borio's Restaurant, you've never truly seen Central New York the way that it should be seen. No matter what the season, out on Oneida Lake, there is no better view than Borio's Restaurant. From banquets to getting something to eat to Sunday brunch, Borio's Restaurant offers authenticity to Central New York. It offers a difference to Central New York. Whether it's your anniversary or a graduation party, a bridal shower, a wedding, Borio's Restaurant is where people go to have the experiences of a lifetime, with the owners being a part of your meal, being a part of your experience, of your time there. The owners care, the local people that always come back care, and the people that come in from out of state just to have a feel of what Central New York means to them, they care. Go to a place where people care about you, and your experience will never be equaled by any other place. The best view in town is at Borio's Restaurant. Head there now, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York. Open Tuesday through Sunday, and remember Sunday brunch. Borio's Restaurant, 8891 McDonald's Parkway in Cicero, New York.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's DREISSIG apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. DREISSIG apparel.com. CamsPizzeria.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreissigApparel.com. That's DreissigApparel.com. Apparel.com, the only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Your footwork, what can you attribute that to? Who can you say has helped you with that? And what are some of the drills that you work on with your footwork? Obviously, I know there's the ladder. There's a lot of different things that you can do. But as quickly as you make a decision with your eyes, you make them with your feet. So what can you say about your footwork?
Honestly, in my opinion, I think I need my footwork better. So just imagine what I do to my footwork better, how much better the move will be.
When you break away, when you catch that ball over the middle, you got a defender right in front of you. You got one on your left, one on your right. And you say, okay, I got to figure out really quick here. Am I going to fake left? Am I going to fake right? You decide to fake right. You get around the edge. As soon as you come around the edge, you're like, okay, there's two more guys on the outside. I got to beat a guy. I got to beat a safety coming at me on the inside. Once you take off for the Jets and you're going and you got 30 yards and you're just going and you know that you have outran everybody. Bring me through that moment and what's going through your mind in that moment. As you make that cut, you break to the outside, you beat one guy, you beat the second guy, and then you just start flying and you know nobody's going to catch you and they start to slow down. What is going through your head in a game at that time? What words are you saying to yourself as you're taking off?
I'm taking it to the end zone. I'm not worried about anything behind me. I'm not worried about anyone catching me. I'm not looking behind me. I'm just focused on the end zone. Anything I need to do to get there, I'm going to do it.
Do you like more catching the out route by the sideline, grabbing the ball over a DB's head and taking off for the touchdown? Or do you like catching it over the middle, faking somebody out, having to jump over a defender and go through traffic and break away for a touchdown? Which one do you like more? Is it catching the ball over in man-to-man, or is it catching that short pass and making something out of it from there?
Really, anything. Any time the ball is thrown, I like any route, anything. I can't really say that I like the out route more or inside. Whatever whatever my team needs me to do, I'm willing to do it.
Taking a handoff when they call you over on the line and, you know, the quarterback puts you in motion and you take that handoff and you come around the edge. What do you like about that? Because I ask this because Syracuse has the H-back position, so they have somebody who's doing a lot of different things, you know, that they're willing to kind of be creative, and in the H-back position, they're handing the ball off, they're sending guys out, they're doing short passes, they're doing a lot of different things to come up with this new offense. So what do you like about taking a handoff?
I love it because I love running the ball also. So whenever the ball is in my hands, I love making plays for my team with it. So, and also, I can throw the ball also. So it's another factor to trick out the defense. You never know what it's going to be.
So when you sum it all up and you look at everything, Sadiq, you have so many different talents. You're working on everything. You're a humble guy. I'm going to give you this opportunity now to wrap up on what you want to say to Syracuse fans now that you've become the second commit for Syracuse in 2016, that you've said yes with a whole season of high school football left to go. What do you want Syracuse fans to know about Sadiq Palmer?
I would do anything in my power to bring back the Syracuse this football team and the legacy that they have.
Well, simply put, and very meaningful, I'm sure. Sadiq, thank you so much for taking time with me today. I truly appreciate it. Congratulations on everything that you're doing. And I think I have to commend you above everything that I've congratulated you on your talent. I've said that your talent is strong. It's something that is refreshing to see. And every time I talk to you about it, you always tell me you can get better. So keeping your mind right, staying humble, that's going to get you far for sure. So I do appreciate that. And I appreciate you being on the show. And I look forward to having you back on. So thank you, Sadiq. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling me and wanting me to be on the show.